You're listening to The Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at SSalisbury Show.
All right, we're continuing our roll through the NFL. We're on the NFC North, and we're fortunate now to be joined by, he's a play-by-play man for the Detroit Lions. You can find him on Twitter at Dan Miller, Fox 2. He joins us now on the Sean Salisbury Show. Dan, welcome in. Great to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. Let's jump right in. Jim Caldwell, you know, you hear both. Dan, I'm sure you've heard it, and you work for the team. I get that, but there's some say, nah, great head coach or a good head coach, and some say, nah, he's not the man for the job. Where do you stand on Jim Caldwell?
Well, I can look at the results and see that he's made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. They haven't been able to win, which is obviously the object of the exercise, but it's been a long time since he had a head coach in Detroit that made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. I think here's one of the keys, Sean, and here's why I will come down the side of Jim Caldwell. And you're right, I do hear people talk about, you know, whether or not he's a good head coach. I see development in players that I didn't see around here for a long time. And in this league, as you know, because you did it, guys don't come in knowing how to play. Guys have to come in and get better. Guys have to come in and grow within your system. And for a long time here, guys got drafted, and most of them didn't get second contracts because by the time the second contract came around, they weren't very good. Now guys here are starting to improve, and you're seeing them become kind of the core of this football team, which was missing for a long time. So I have to give him credit for that. I have to give him credit for putting a staff together that can do that. And, you know, to take it a step further, the players love him. They want to play for him. And I think, you know, Bob Quinn has had multiple opportunities to fire him. And most people thought that that was going to be a foregone conclusion when he came in, because general managers hire their own guys. He could have done it then. He could have done it, you know, after they struggled through the end of last season. I think Bob Quinn sees something in Jim Caldwell, and I will tell you, based on the things that we talked about there, I see things too.
Yeah, and Dan, you took the next question out of my mouth, but you mentioned how the players love him, and I'm always curious on the love-respect thing, and Jim's been in the league a long time. I'm a fan of his, and he's a good man. And what Rex Ryan, I think players loved him too, but I think they almost looked at him as too much of a buddy as opposed to a coach. Is that the case with Jim, or is there a major respect for Caldwell because what he's done in this league?
No, I don't think it's a buddy type of thing. He's not that kind of guy.
Right.
It's interesting. I think, and this might not be the best way to put it, I think there's almost more of a father figure type of thing. I think he's the kind of guy that players want to play for, and I think he's the kind of guy, in talking to players, they don't want to disappoint. There was also another player I was talking to recently, and he was talking about the fact that he had been involved in a number of real estate ventures, and he said when Jim Caldwell heard about that, Jim Caldwell sat down with him and went through ways that he could do that better. And he was so moved by that, but he was also impressed by his depth of knowledge of that topic. I mean, he's a guy that I think impacts these players on the field. I think he also impacts them off the field. I don't think it's a buddy-buddy type of thing. I think it's an absolute respect type of thing. And like I said, I think he's a guy that they want to play for and a guy that they do not want to disappoint based on the respect.
Dan Miller, play-by-play man for the Detroit Lions. Also catch him on Fox in Detroit doing television. Joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show here on BN Sports. You know, Dan, you mentioned coaching staff and Jim Bob Cooter. Now, as watching that quarterback position, I think Matt Stafford is enormously gifted. I do. And you know this, Dan. He could throw balls in places that most guys wouldn't even think about trying to. And the arm angle's never going to change. And my question for Matt was, when will the feet change? Because that'll help his accuracy. And the development you're talking about players, it seems to me that Jim Bob Cooter has had an unbelievable impact on Matt Stafford. Am I crazy, or do you see it like I do?
No, I think all anybody has to do is look at the difference a year and a half ago when they made the switch in offensive coordinators and handed the offense over to Jim Bob Cooter when the team was whatever they were, 1-6 when it happened, and the turnaround in Matthew Stafford after that. There's a comfort level with the offense that you can, as a former quarterback, probably speak to better than I can, but He's also, I think, become, you know, better with the football in terms of avoiding some of the key mistakes. He had 8 come-from-behind fourth-quarter victories last year. Nobody's done that before in this league ever. You can talk about putting yourself in a position where you have to do that, but you put your quarterback in a position where he had to deliver, and he did that. And, Sean, I think it's unfortunate. Look, everybody deals with injuries, but that injury he had to his finger last year changed this team with 4 weeks to go. And I think if you take the stats from weeks 1 through 12 and then look from that Chicago game on, he was a different guy. And I think it affected his ability to throw the ball, and I think it affected ultimately this team's ability to win. The defense struggled. They needed Stafford in the offense to be very good, and he just wasn't the same guy after that. But it's a long way of saying there's no question that Jim Bob Cooter has made him a better player. And all anybody has to do is just pull up the – if you're not going by the eye test, just pull up the numbers, and you'll see it. And it began when they changed offensive coordinators.
Dan, Stafford's so immensely – he's so talented, man. I love watching him. I do, and I'm a huge fan of the kid. And I love his football IQ, and I continue to watch it every year get better. With all the strengths he has, you're close to it. Is there something in your mind he himself's got to get better at that he knows?
Well, here's what I'd like to see. I would like to see Matthew Stafford with a running game. Huh. And that may not be the exact way to answer your question in terms of where he needs to get better. But, Sean, in his career, he has rarely – there was 1 year where Joyce Bell and Reggie Bush both put up decent numbers. Other than that, he has never had the luxury – of being able to turn around and hand the ball to somebody and expect that consistently something good can happen. And look, he's not Tom Brady. He's not going to go out there and find a way to win a Super Bowl, I don't think, without that balance, based on what I've seen so far. But I think if you can get him that balance, the talented guy, the productive guy that we've seen gets even better. And I think that's why they went out this offseason and signed T.J. Lang, signed Rip Wagner. They're banking on a healthy Ameer Abdullah coming back. This is a team that I think is trying to get a running game for him. So that may not – look, I think he's ready.
Right.
I think he can take the next step, but I think sometimes it's not just him. It's also what are you putting around him? Do you have a running game? Do you have a defense that can help him out as well and tilt the scoreboard in your favor every once in a while? So – I think he's ready based on what I've seen in particular in the last year and a half. I just think there are other areas in this organization where they have to be better, and I think you could see them address those this offseason.
Yeah, and to me, while a lot of guys, we know how important the quarterback position is, I'm not sure with the overall team if there's anybody who has to carry a team on his shoulders more than Matt does right now. With that, you mentioned the line and the run game. Will they commit to it? Will they stick with it and commit to it? Or are they just going to kind of play it by ear and do what Jim Bob and Matt have done really at the end of last year and through most of last year and head into this year? Will we see it different?
Sean, I think they'd like to stick with it. I think in years past, you would have just been, you know, beating your head against a wall if you tried to stick with it. I mean, look, there were times where they were running the ball, you know, 22 times for 45 yards. They try to stick to it. They need to be productive. You know, you need to try to make the defense respect that running game. So there's no doubt in my mind they're going in with the idea that you know, they don't need Matthew Stafford to throw for 5,000 yards. They want to win. They've done that. He's done that. It hasn't led them to where they want to go. I think they're looking for balance. So, yeah, I mean, I think the answer to your question is if things fall in place, and they lost Taylor Decker during the offseason, their starting left tackle, and that was a big blow. There's no question about that. But they rebuilt the right side of that offensive line. I think they're going in with the idea that they're gonna run the ball, and Stafford's going to do what he does, but with a little more balance, he becomes even better. So I'd be surprised if you're seeing the kind of productivity they think they can have, that you don't see this team be a much better running team. But frankly, that's not saying much. They've been in the bottom, you know, 5 or 6 teams in the league for the most part during Matthew's run here.
Talking NFC North football and specific Detroit Lions with Lions play-by-play man Dan Miller here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Dan, I want to get back to Stafford and my final question in a second, but Ziggy Ansah, where's his health and what do you expect from him this year?
Well, it's last year he had the high ankle sprain in the second game of the season, and he was never the same. I mean, what I would, if you'd asked me that last year, I'd have told you I'm expecting somewhere between 12 and 16 sacks. I'm expecting him to lead that defense. I'm expecting him to do what great players do, and that's make the other guys around him better because of the attention that he commands. And I anticipate that with that ankle being back and healthy again, that's what he's going to do, and that's what he has to do. This defense, look, they're not overrun right now with great defensive linemen, but he can be a great defensive lineman. And I think that, you know, guys like A'shaun Robinson, if he can continue to improve, he can certainly help. But this defensive line revolves around Ziggy. He wasn't healthy last year. The numbers reflect that. A defense that gave up over 70% passing completions reflected that. A defense that couldn't get off the field on third down when he makes his money reflected that. So the answer is if he's healthy, I think he can be, you know, one of the more effective defensive ends in this league in terms of pass rushing, and they need him to be that.
Dan, is Matt Stafford, we see, you know, you can get be paid the highest paid player in the league, Derek Carr, and about 3 weeks later somebody else passes you. We know how that goes, especially at the quarterback position. How long before Matt Stafford becomes the NFL's highest paid quarterback, and will it happen, / NFL player?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it takes two for them to get a deal done. I anticipate that they're working on it. Carr certainly gives them the parameters to do it. I mean, you alluded to it around here. People get up in arms because he might become the highest paid player. You know, it, in this world, it doesn't mean you're the greatest. It just means you're the latest.
Right.
So I think they'll get something done ultimately. You know, Matthew holds some of the cards because he's got a high number right now, and if they wanted to franchise him, that number is going to be huge next year and the year after. But I think I've got no indication that he wants to get out of here. I've gotten every indication that they want him to be here. So I think it's just a matter of working that thing out and finally getting it done.
Dan, I know you got a million other commitments, but on our way out, are they just on paper, be an analyst, remove yourself? I know it's tough to do from the play-by-play. Are they a playoff team?
I think so, yeah. I think they were a playoff team last year. I think assuming that left tackle spot does not really come back to hurt them with Taylor Decker, and hopefully he can get back by midseason somewhere in there. The right side of the offensive line is better. The running game should be better with a healthy Amir Abdullah, who also went down early last season and didn't come back. Defensively, a healthy Ziggy. They need Jared Davis, the rookie out of Florida, to come in and play right away. I think this team can be better than they were a year ago, and they were a playoff team last year, so I would say yeah.
Dan, keep up the great work, man. We appreciate you stepping aside and taking some time. We'll obviously visit again, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Anytime, Sean. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Dan Miller, Lions play-by-play guy. You can catch him at Dan Miller, Fox 2, and on TV, obviously, in Detroit. Thinks they're a playoff team.
For me, no.
Robin, Segs?
No.
I think they have to have a lot happen for them to, because 8 games from behind is never going to happen again this year for that team. They must get better, and they got to run the football better if they're going to do it. And you got to unseat Aaron Rodgers, and there's a lot of good teams in the National Football League.
Should have got a running back
maybe,
in that draft.
Maybe not a lot of great ones, but a lot of good ones. We're going to come back and talk poll question, get you some early results and early returns. And we have our Ask Sean as we're rolling along for Robin and Brian, Ron and Adam. I am Sean Salisbury, and this is the Sean Salisbury Show right here on BN Sports.